Narrated Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. Some Muslim men emigrated to Ethiopia, whereupon Abu Bakr also prepared himself for the emigration. But the Prophet, peace be upon him, said to him, "Wait, for I hope that Allah will allow me also to emigrate." Abu Bakr said, "Let my father and mother be sacrificed for you. Do you hope that? Emigration?" The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Yes." So Abu Bakr waited to accompany the Prophet, peace be upon him, and fed 2 she-camels he had on the leaves of As-Samur tree regularly for 4 months. One day while we were sitting in our house at midday, someone said to Abu Bakr, "Here is Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, coming with his head and a part of his face covered with a cloth covering at an hour he never used to come to us." Abu Bakr said, "Let my father and mother be sacrificed for you, O Prophet. An urgent matter must have brought you here at this hour." The Prophet, peace be upon him, came and asked the permission to enter, and he was allowed. The Prophet, peace be upon him, entered and said to Abu Bakr, "Let those who are with you go out." Abu Bakr replied, "There is no stranger, they are your family. Let my father be sacrificed for you, O Allah's Messenger." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "I have been allowed to leave Mecca." Abu Bakr said, "Shall I accompany you, O Allah's Messenger? Let my father be sacrificed for you." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Yes." Abu Bakr said, "O Allah's Messenger, let my father be sacrificed for you. Take one of these 2 she-camels of mine." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "I will take it only after paying its price." So we prepared their baggage and put their journey food in a leather bag, and Asma bint Abi Bakr cut a piece of her girdle belt and tied the mouth of the leather bag with it. That is why she was called Dhat an-Nattakain. Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, and Abu Bakr went to a cave in a mountain called Thawr and remained there for 3 nights. Abdullah bin Abu Bakr, who was a young, intelligent man, used to stay with them at night and leave before dawn so that in the morning he would be with the Quraysh at Mecca as if he had spent the night among them. If he heard of any plot contrived by the Quraysh against the Prophet, peace be upon him, and Abu Bakr, he would understand it and return to inform them of it when it became dark. Amir bin Fuhayra, the freed slave of Abu Bakr, used to graze a flock of milch sheep to them when an hour had passed after the Isha prayer. They would sleep soundly till Amir bin Fuhayra awakened them when it was still dark. He used to do that in each of those 3 nights. See Hadith number 3615, Volume 4.